The U.S. has not changed its nuclear posture. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. After comments by Russian President Vladimir Putin that he's put his forces on high alert after what he says are threats from the U.S. and NATO, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Putin's claims are false.
We are assessing President Putin's directive, and at this time we see no reason to change our own alert levels. But it's also important to remember that even over the course of the last several months and years, when we have had significant disagreements with Russia over a range of issues, Russia and the United States have long agreed that nuclear use would have devastating consequences.
And Psaki says provocative rhetoric like that coming from Putin is dangerous. United States is expelling 12 members of Russia's UN mission, accusing them of being intelligence operatives who are spying. Russia's ambassador calls the expulsions a gross violation of the agreement with the UN, as well as the Vienna Convention governing diplomatic relations. Governors of three Western states dropping mask mandates next month.
The three Democratic governors, California's Gavin Newsom, Oregon's Kate Brown, and Washington's Jay Inslee, jointly cited falling infection and hospitalization rates for the decision. Masking in those states will only be recommended in most indoor areas by March 12th. California will start observing that this week. It's not a complete end. Masking in high-risk interior settings such as airports and public transportation will still be observed. Governor Inslee says masking now moves to a personal or business choice as Americans learn to live daily with COVID. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Congressman Ted Deutsch of Florida says he will not seek re-election this fall, becoming the 31st House Democrat to announce plans to leave before the midterms. He says he has accepted a position with the American Jewish Committee, a New York City-based nonprofit. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Following new guidance, those inside the Capitol building will no longer have to mask up.
Face coverings are now optional on the House floor and around the U.S. Capitol complex. The decision was made by the Office of the Attending Physician after new recommendations and guidance from the CDC put the Washington, D.C. region and much of the rest of the country in a low-risk COVID category. It means lawmakers will not be required to wear masks for President Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow night. Members of Congress who violated the House masking requirements had been subject to fines. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Pandemic fears are fading, according to a new poll. The survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found fewer Americans fear they will be infected with COVID. Just 24% report being extremely or very worried about themselves or a family member getting sick. That's down from 36% in both December and January, when the Omicron variant caused a spike in infections. Another major U.S. airline is trimming flights from its network.
The pandemic continues to disrupt the airline industry, with United dropping 17 routes to regional airports due to low demand and staffing shortages. Smaller cities have been a casualty of the outbreak, with airlines cutting unprofitable markets. With United's new service changes, the carrier is only completely ending all routes in one city and will no longer be flying out of Alexandria, Louisiana, starting on June the 2nd. United is the latest airline to announce its trimming routes in areas with lower demand or intense competition. In December, Delta cut 10 routes, and in November, American Airlines slashed 27.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street, the markets closed mixed as worries continue over Russia's actions in Ukraine. The Dow lost 166 points. The Nasdaq gained 56. The S&P off 10. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.